strong group from top to bottom, and it's an eclectic group. Everyone has a different trait, so we have our choice of a lot of good traits.
How about a guy who's been here for a couple years under your tutelage, and Jeremy Curley? Every time I watch him, he's got a unique way of getting open, and he's so smooth out there.
Yeah, Jeremy's more and more getting polished. Every time he sets foot on the field, you see his value in and out of cuts really efficiently. And now he knows the whole offense. He knows every position, and he can play it with detail.
We know he's dynamic in the slot, but is he also a guy you'd be comfortable with maybe throwing outside as well?
Yeah, and he's shown it. Due to injury in the past 2 years, he's played outside. And like I said, he doesn't just know it. He knows it with great detail.
Now that you have Eric Decter out here practicing, what have you seen from him maybe that you didn't know about him before until he got here?
He has a unique feel for getting open. You can't quantify it's a step here or speed, or it's just savviness, and he's really shown that.
What have you seen from Stephen Hill throughout OTAs and now minicamp?
He's been healthy, and he's been a contested ball catcher in these OTAs and minicamp. That's a big step for him, learning to use his body, strong hands, pushing DBs out of the way legally, and making the catch.
And I guess the key for him will be making that next step now with the pads come on and once you guys go to Cortland, right?
Right. Him and for everyone, we really say when the pads come on, you can face bump and run coverage. How physical are you? How violent of a route runner are you? That's when we'll see who guys really are.
How about a couple of the young guys, specifically a pair of fourth-round picks? Let's start with Jalen Saunders because he's had the advantage of being here a little bit longer than Check.
Jalen is a true football player. He's instinctive, he's quick, he's fast, he's tough. You look at the Oklahoma film, you see how tough he is on every rep. So he's really shown he can be a very good football player for us.
Is that going to be one of your biggest coaching assignments this summer with Shaq Evans, considering that UCLA was on those quarter system and he missed so much time, which is going to be tough for a rookie?
It is tough for him because he missed probably the most football he ever would have had in one stretch of time. I mean, we had 4 to 6 hours with the rookies every day, and he missed that time. So it's a challenge for me and for him to get him up to speed.